May all beings be happy and know the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy, from true joy, from true joy. Loka samasta sukhino.
Hi folks, Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network. And this is our podcast number 6. It is called Lineages of Magic and the Age of Darkness. But before I jump into content, I want to give you a little reminder about the Diamond Light Network. Our mission is to invite people to consider the possibility that the next step in human evolution is to fully awaken or activate the capabilities of the heart. Now, by heart, I don't mean the physical heart, and I don't mean even the heart chakra. I'm talking about that place that is the center of love, of truth, of spiritual connection. It is the center of the energy body. It is the gateway into the spirit realms and universal communication. The heart is much, much more than we are taught in our Western culture. And I believe that if a critical mass of humanity were to begin to fully awaken the capabilities of the heart, that we would have a much more enlightened and collaborative and peaceful civilization here on Earth. So there's more about this on the Diamond Light website, diamondlightnetwork.com, one word, diamondlightnetwork.com. And we also have a Facebook group, Diamond Light Network, that is a way to keep connected and informed about our ongoing activities. So this talk is titled Lineages of Magic and the Age of Darkness, which may sound like something fantastical out of Harry Potter or Star Wars, but I do believe there are actual genetic family lineages on Earth that carry traits like clairvoyance, telepathy, intuition, sensitivity to subtle energy. I refer to these traits as evolutionary skills because they're part of the rubric of our future potential as a species. But I also believe that many humans have and have had these traits both now and in prior times. And I believe that these traits were intentionally and forcibly repressed in humanity, at least in Western culture, several centuries ago. Now, many of us know people that have these gifts. We know people that have energy healing in their hands or are clairvoyant or intuitive. My own mother was highly intuitive and empathetic. Yet she did not understand how to work with these awarenesses. In fact, they caused her much pain and confusion and craziness. As Homer in the Iliad depicted the foresighted Cassandra, those with extrasensory gifts can be a bit mad and largely ridiculed by the majority of rational folk who are immersed in the culture of disbelief. I've heard that young men applying for Catholic seminary who show any signs of clairvoyance or intuition are not permitted entry. These gifts are considered of the devil and not allowed within the fine assemblage of the church. So that is the lineages of magic part, that there are families that carry certain traits like clairvoyance, energy healing, telepathy, hands-on healing. I believe they carry them in their genetic stream. And it may well be that all humans have these capabilities, that it could be dormant or innate in our DNA. I observe many people today recognizing and reclaiming these types of skills despite the culture of disbelief that still surrounds them. The age of darkness part of this story is the recognition that humanity is now emerging out of a 2,000-year era of horror. The poet William Butler Yeats referred to it as 20 centuries of stony sleep. While there is still debate about when the age of Aquarius began, many say in 2012, it was preceded by 2,150 years of the Piscean Age, an era dominated by power, control, and money. The Vedas speak to the Kali Yuga, the age of Kali, the dark goddess. And this is now shifting into the Satya Yuga, or the age of truth. So while many ancient prophecies, including Hopi, Cree, and Mayan, speak to our current time as one of great change, the passing dark age was dominated by unfathomable cruelty, greed, war, slavery, genocide, Holocaust, Machiavellian lust for power, institutional corruption, and immense, immense human suffering. Esoterically, the age of darkness was manifest as earthly individuals losing direct connection with the light and the spirit realms. The light was inaccessible, and the portals to luminous guidance were diminished. I cannot explain how or why this happened. It is the mysterious dynamics of universal consciousness spiraling over thousands and thousands of years. Yeats speaks in his book, A Vision, about a great year that is an astrological cycle of roughly 26,000 Earth years. Dividing by 12 brings us to a cosmic month, or a great month, of roughly 2,150 Earth years. He calls these the ages of the great year. The age we are passing out of began around the year 0 AD, marked by the birth of Christ. And it is ending now, roughly 2,000 years later. Yeats's well-known poem, The Second Coming, includes a description of the age of darkness. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. We humans, as the falcon, spun out of reach so we could not hear the voice of the central guiding falconer. Yeats refers to this central falconer consciousness as Spiritus Mundi, the spirit of the world. Today, some call it quantum consciousness. But the key here is that humans lost their connection to spirit and the spirit realms over this vast period of time. And we are now shifting into an age where we can reconnect, awaken our hearts, and reconnect with quantum consciousness. This is much of what the Diamond Light Network is about, reconnecting our heart circuits so we can remember our connection to quantum consciousness, or Spiritus Mundi, as Yeats calls it. Through the age of darkness, we saw teachers, prophets, religions, churches, and secret societies try to bridge this spiritual chasm. But unfortunately, even these well-intentioned institutions ultimately became lost and corrupted in darkness. The Christian churches were initially intended to offer connection to the divine through communion with the light of Christ. But over time, the churches divided, became corrupted by power and greed, and ultimately became intent on their own glory through dominating and repressing the human spirit with guilt, shame, and suffering. Even today, we can still see strains of this old age darkness and hatred. There are fundamentalists in many traditions that seek to dominate and control through violence and fear. In India, we see Hindus brutally attacking Muslims and burning mosques. In Pakistan, we see Muslims attacking and killing Christians. In China, there is repression and genocide against the Tibetans and the Uyghurs. Amazon tribes are being wiped out by industrial progress. In North America, the ghosts of slavery and indigenous genocide and economic imbalance are still raising their heads to be healed and revealed. The horrors continue. It seems none are innocent, although many have tried to maintain some purity of awareness and divine connection. So in Western culture, one key period of time in the Age of Darkness was the Great Inquisition of the 14th through 16th centuries, when millions of women or millions of witches were horribly tortured and executed, often burned alive at the stake. Anyone who showed the slightest capabilities of intuition or connection to the spirit world was labeled a demonic witch and eliminated during these burning times. This was an intentional, institutional effort to eradicate these skills, what we call evolutionary skills, from our species. And during this same time, the 14th through the 16th centuries, an age of darkness began for the indigenous cultures of North, Central, and South America, when European explorers and missionaries arrived with horrific spiritual and cultural genocide. The Maya, the Inca, the Aztec, and many other great ancient civilizations were wiped out by the conquistadors and the priests of the Inquisition. This too involved burning heathen heretics at the stake to brutally suppress the people with fear, pain, and trauma. Ancient texts were burned, Teachings and shamanic practices were prohibited, and any memory of their deep wisdom traditions were lost and eradicated. So unfortunately, in Europe, some families with these gifts, some of these magical families, were lost during the Inquisition. But many families simply went underground and did not reveal their gifts for peril of their life. The massive trauma of the Burning Time horrors put a deep, deep fear into these families, a fear that has carried on for many generations to this day. Fear and trauma are some of the fastest and most effective ways to shut down people's hearts. Shutting down the heart center disconnects us from spirit and our own heart wisdom. Once the trauma is embedded in a person's nervous system, it can stay for the rest of their life, it can be passed on to ensuing generations, and it can stay residual in the soul. Trauma and collective trauma through war, torture, oppression, and violence are powerful tools to separate people individually and collectively from their heart light, from their spirit connection, and from their soul evolutionary potential. We can observe even today how terrorist groups that purportedly espouse religious traditions use fear and trauma to intimidate and shut down their followers' hearts, and thus the people's connection to their inner wisdom and higher capabilities. Another technique to shut down people's hearts is to prohibit what we call the arts. Many terrorist agendas ban joyous, creative expression through music, dance, poetry, and theater. In some terrorist communities, these activities can be punishable by torture and death. This shows how well these groups understand the power of the arts as expressive mediums that are pathways to the heart and divine connection. But another hand on the arts, that during the dark times in Europe and America, many of the magical families we speak of hid out in the arts. Music, dance, theater, poetry, painting, literature, these all became veiled vehicles to touch and inspire the heart, to help us remember the great mystery. The arts were a shelter, a refuge, where people with magical gifts could express the beauty and the magic of life through these acceptable artistic guises. The poetic voice is one that rings with truth beyond the authorized doctrine of church or politics. While the Christian churches became corrupt, the music of the church still conveyed the light and magnificent love of Christ. The secular music of the great European composers like Beethoven and Debussy reached new heights of beauty and majesty in our collective awareness. Theater and literature were able to express the true drama of the human psyche beyond dogmatic religious programming. So in the dark times, within the construct of what became known as the arts, were hidden deep magical mysteries. The power of vibration and sound through music, the secrets of vision, myth, and storytelling through theater, the truth of love and the sacred heart through literature, and the archetypal awareness of symbol and geometry through art and painting. These arts sustained a mystical thread of mystery through the Dark Age. These threads we now can tap into and re-expand to their full potential. Another way that the human connection with the divine was shut down and controlled in the Dark Age was through the institutional repression of sexuality. Sexual energies are a direct expression of the primal life force, the kundalini, as it's called in the tantric teachings of the Himalayas. The shaming and repression of these vital life energies has created massive confusion, suffering, and distortion in human consciousness. There is still much remnant confusion around sexual energy today, but this is a topic beyond the scope of this dissertation. Now, I want to emphasize that I am not attributing particular blame or causality to the horrors of the Age of Darkness. All were lost from the light despite the best of intention. Even those who burned witches or massacred native women or sold children to the slave market thought at the time that they were doing God's work. This just reveals the horrible, corrupt, convoluted consciousness that dominated the age. The important point now is to recognize that the Age of Darkness is passing. And within this context, we can begin to heal and reconnect with the light in our hearts. This is a delicate topic, because many of us would like to blame the corrupted church or the slave traders or other institutions of cruelty for the horrors and suffering. But over this eon of time, everyone was lost in centuries of darkness, trying to survive, trying to hold on to some remnant of goodness and a better life for the children. Over the many lifetimes and incarnations, we were all innocent and we were all guilty. The focus now is on healing and moving forward, not on blame and further discord. So the importance of remembering the lineages of magic and the Age of Darkness is that many of us are seeking to reclaim our connection to the light, to reclaim the sovereignty of our souls, to reclaim our lineages of magic. And we are needing to heal our soul trauma from many, many lifetimes. As old souls, many of us had numerous reincarnate lifetimes through this Age of Darkness. In these, we experienced deep soul trauma where we sought the light, we sought mercy, we sought to generate goodness, and we suffered at the hands of those ensnared in the cruel, heartless glamours of power and greed. So in our present incarnation, this karmic pain can manifest as past life trauma, which is deep soul-level memories of suffering and hopelessness. On another level, in the present incarnation, this karmic pain can manifest as ancestral trauma or patterns passed generation to generation by our ancestors. The two patterns are closely intertwined. While these karmic weights may seem crippling and overwhelming at times, we need to remember that on the soul level, we chose to incarnate into our family lineage so that we could transform and heal these ancient ancestral patterns, our wounded lineage of magic. So our soul purpose may well be revealed through the karmic constructs of our family lineage, the lineage into which we chose to be born. The Tibetan teachings in particular remind us that we choose our parents before reincarnating as a way to manifest the soul lessons we need in this life. It's also important to note that in observing past life memories, we need to be careful not to over-identify as the victim. In the cycle of karma, in the theater of eternity, we have all played all the roles: victim and oppressor, slave and master, king and pauper. We all danced both sides of this collective karmic duality, which now seeks to be balanced. In recognizing the horrific suffering of the slave, we begin to diminish the desire to have power over as a slave master. In remembering the horrors of the Holocaust, we begin to deconstruct the deceptive delusions of racial superiority and the glamours of hatred. As the Buddhists say, we have all been each other's mother and child over lifetimes and lifetimes. We have all been slaves and slave masters. We have all been victim and oppressor. The mission now is to find the middle path, to diminish the magnetism of both poles of the duality. So my point here is simply to help us remember that this is where we are, and where we as collective and individual consciousness have come from. We live in a stream of continuous collective awareness that we have inherited from our ancestors, from our predecessors. Some call this the continuity of consciousness. Over the past 2,000 years, that stream of consciousness has been through a very dark age, and we are now at a turning point where we can transform the suffering, the delusions, the glamours of this time. Those of us that are old souls chose to incarnate at this time to heal and transform these old lineages of trauma so they do not get passed on to future generations. It is our soul work to reweave the web, to bring back the light by remembering how to do magic and healing, by remembering how to reclaim our lineage of magic, and bringing back the light to the people and the earth. We need to remember that the magic is real, that the magic of light comes through the portal of the heart center. We need to remember that manifesting our evolutionary gifts of clairvoyance, intuition, working with energy, and connecting with quantum consciousness are real, and that we can resurrect these gifts back into accepted collective reality. We are the ones our magical ancestors dreamed of. We are the ones we have been waiting for over lifetimes. We are the ones to begin to activate and awaken our hearts so humanity can evolve into a more enlightened and peaceful species of beings on Earth. It may not be easy. The remnants of the Dark Age are still very much with us, and many people are still attached to the mind of domination, power, and control. While it is difficult to manifest in the density of the material world, we are still in this early phase and must persevere and support each other to remember and heal and bring back the light and the magic. In the healing process, we may experience past life trauma reactivation or ancestral trauma reactivation. We may remember when we called on the light for mercy and no answer came. We may remember the horrors of the burning times or slavery or the Holocaust or indigenous massacres. These reactivations are opportunities to reveal, to heal, and transform. We now have tools to heal that our ancestors did not. We have tools to change nervous system response and synaptic reprogramming that our ancestors did not. Even now, when we witness someone calling for mercy, I can't breathe. We have resources to take action, to voice our rejection to these heartless acts and raise collective awareness that we know truth and we will not allow these injustices to persist. There will always be a balance on Earth of light and dark, progressive and conservative, rich and poor, all within the context of the duality of consciousness that exists. But the spiritual chasm that caused heartless Machiavellian cruelty to be the norm for thousands of years is closing. The light is returning. As our memories open up, we may remember a greater history of Earth and the many luminous civilizations and cultures that were lost and forgotten in the age of darkness. Archaeologists are just starting to uncover buried ruins across the planet from an unknown history of advanced civilizations. We are beginning to remember that we are much more than we have been taught. I should note before closing that this information I am sharing is intuitively sourced. It is not historically or academically researched. We must remember that history as we know it, the history as we have been taught, has been controlled by the dominant institutions. As they say, history is written by the victors. But the truth of hidden histories, like slavery and anti-Semitism, indigenous genocides, these are being revealed to be healed in this time as we awaken and remember the greater beings that we can be. This piece is intended to help people remember the soul level memory in their hearts, and that those who are in lineages of magic can awaken, we need to awaken and recover our connection to the light and quantum consciousness. There may be some deep healing on the soul and ancestral level in doing this, but that is our purpose. In closing, I recall that one of the most ancient ceremonies in many lineages of magic is the winter solstice. We celebrate the return of the light after the light of the sun has diminished through the dark, deathly autumn. We find hope in the return of the light each little year, hoping that through the centuries of darkness, the light will return to our hearts and to the earth. So now, day by day, over a cycle of thousands and thousands of years, the light is returning and the dark time is receding. Our hearts can now again connect with higher consciousness, with the spirit realms, and with quantum awareness. We no longer need to fear that dark cruelty will dominate. Our hearts are strong. We know what is true. We carry a long lineage of magic into an age of light. And there is much, much work to be done to bring it forth. Namaste. I honor the light in you. Thank you for listening.
May all beings be happy and know the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy, from true joy. Loka samasta sugi no